Lord, we now pray for your for our time in the Word, Lord, that you would just bless it, and Lord, use it in our lives. The truth sets us free. So, Lord, open our minds to understand the Scripture, and Jesus to see you in it. Amen. Okay, we'll kind of finish up where we were yesterday. If you weren't here yesterday, we're in Philippians chapter 4, and I'll reread these verses again. Familiar, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all comprehension or understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And finally, brethren, whatever is true and honor, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things, or let your mind dwell on these things. If you kind of see this as a wheel that has spokes, the very last verse would probably be the hub, because without, you know, as a man thinks within himself, so he is, you know. And we know the battle's always in the mind, right? That's where our warfare is between our two ears. And so when we, whatever we think on, and there's a real truth. I went back and I forgot this book. I read it years ago. It's by a guy named Bob Bice, I think. It'd be spelled like guess, B-U-E-S-S, like you would guess with a B. And it's about the favor of God, you know. Has another, it's favor or something, but anyway. The whole book is, it's a real short book, but it's about declaring God's favor over your life. You know, speaking it, right? Not that just speaking it makes it happen, but it's in speaking, the more we speak it and believe it, right? He just gives testimony and examples of people just starting to declare over their lives God's favor. In other words, I am favored by God. I have the favor of God. Expect God's favor on my life. Expect God to come through. You know, just live in a constant state of expectation with God. Living in God's favor. Really, that's really how we're supposed to live, right? So it's a really a good book. If you get a chance, you can get it on Amazon for little or nothing. But his name is Bob, B-U-E-S-S, like guess with a B. And favor, I think it's A Road to Success or something like that. But real simple book, real short. But it just, man, I really have been rereading it and just having a good time with it. And again, it's not about like a word of faith thing, but it is. Because it's important, right? As we speak, you know, whatever's in the heart, we speak, right? Jesus said that. So and we took those things about think on these things, whatever is true. We talked about that yesterday. Those things that are actually true about God, it literally means what cannot be hidden. You know, God is light, God is truth, honorable. The awe, the majesty of God, these wonderful things that we just are in awe of. Whatever is right, which is really an important one, because that word means about you and me individually, that we are approved and just and right in the eyes of God. We've been justified. We're right in our relationship with God. We are at peace with God, right? Everyone in here, if you're in Christ, you are at peace with God. And so it's an important thing to know that. I was just rereading this verse, and I'll share it with you quickly because it goes along with a lot of what we're saying here in the book of 1 John. We know this by this, that we are of the truth, and we will assure our heart before Him. If our heart condemns us, for God is greater than our heart, and He knows all things. Beloved, if your heart doesn't condemn you, you'll have confidence before God. And whatever you ask, you'll receive, because you keep His commandments and do the things that are pleasing in your sight. Right? So to have confidence before God is to have a heart that's not condemning. Right? He's saying God is greater than your heart, and you have to have confidence, because if your heart is condemning you, it's not from Him. Okay? Because the condemning heart just leads to despair, right? There's nothing good that comes out of that. And God is greater than your heart. and he's not declaring, he's actually declaring favor and all just these great things over you. So to think on the things that are right is to think rightly about yourself, how God sees you. So important, right? Because if you don't have confidence before God, it will affect the way you pray, right? Without faith, it's impossible to please him. And if we're sheepish in what we ask, if our heart's condemning us, and then it affects us. It'll just kind of clog things up in our relationship with the Lord, right? So we got to think in the things that are right and just before God, because I'm telling you, the enemy's relentless and throwing those thoughts in you, but God's greater, right? He's greater than the heart. So it's important to think on those things, who we are, declare them, speak them. I do that all the time. I just speak out who I am in Christ, you know, that I'm loved, that God's favor's on me, I'm at peace with God, and just declare things that are true about yourself. And, okay, so the right, pure, we talked about that yesterday, means pure inside and out. You know, there's no mixture in there of guilt. You're pure before God and holy. Lovely, that means extended with goodwill. I don't know if we talked about that yesterday. Toward others, affectionate and caring. About God's being gracious and caring, right? When I think of lovely things, well, that word here means think about how lovely you are to God. When you think of something's lovely, right, and you're affectionate toward, like your child, God is affectionate and you're lovely to him, okay? So when we think on the things that are lovely, you're really supposed to think of how lovely you are to him, how precious you are to God. Of good repute, that means, again, to speak a good report, to speak heaven's report about you, right? Not speak earth's report, right? Not speaking how you see your situation, but speak heaven's report, declaring a good report. See, I just told you, you declare those things, okay? A good report. Think on those things. Declare those. Any excellence, if there's any excellence, that word means just a virtue of just, again, it seems like these words are all kind of running together in the same. They are. Think of excellent things, and that word means just really goodness, right? To ponder on, just sit around thinking about how good God is, his goodness. And how in Scripture says in Ephesians that God for the ages to come wants to show his graciousness, his goodness to you in Christ Jesus. Okay? And the last one, anything worthy of praise, that word actually means enthusiastic acknowledgement for what deserves praise. Like enthusiastic acknowledgement of things that are worthy of praise for God, right? Just to be enthusiastic in your praise to him, okay? And that word enthusiastic carries a term of expectation, okay? So that's really good stuff to let your mind dwell on, right? Just all the positive good things. Go back and reread it. And every time you catch yourself, you know, wandering away from there in your mind, catch it, right? And bring it back. I'm telling you. And if you go reread different verses, and especially in 1 John, about this is the confidence that we have before him. This is the confidence that we have before him. The way you think and thinking on truth, you will build up confidence with God, right? How many of you right now just confidently think and you're expecting God to do something big in your life? You're expecting favor. I mean, just right now, you're thinking, man, I can't, Lord, what's next? I mean, I'm just expecting your move in my life. I'm expecting you to move on whatever I have a need for today. Well, if you need finances or you need whatever, just a confident expectation that he's going to meet you right there. That's how we're supposed to live, right? Have confident expectation that you're fixing to meet him in the Eucharist, right? You're fixing to encounter him. You're fixing to partake of him, right? Good things to start thinking on, right? So, Lord, give us the grace, and give all of us the grace, Lord, to renew the mind. Lord, to think on the things that are true and honorable and right and pure and lovely, of good reports, excellence, Lord, anything worthy of praise. Lord, as Paul said, to practice those things, that was real in his life. And he wrote this because it was part of his life. Jesus, may that become part of our lives in any and every situation. Lord, living in a place of expecting, of expectation, of confidence. Lord, knowing that we are the objects of your affection. We are the objects of your goodness, that you want to pour out your goodness on us. Lord, heal every place, and every place where those things leak out of our minds, Lord, just come and plug it up. Help our unbelief. Heal our unbelief, Lord. Lord, we expect to meet you today. We expect you to pour out your goodness. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name.